Former Health Minister Edwin Poots, DUP MLA, with us now. Good morning to you, Edwin.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to the strike action that Patricia McKeown's been talking about, in which she said schools will close and patients will be affected?
Well, again, it's the most vulnerable people who are affected by this. And none of us like being in the situation that we find ourselves in. Over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, we have had budgets which have been largely flatlined, which in essence is cuts. And that has been transpired to having to make very difficult decisions here at a Northern Ireland level because national government have made that decision. And that's how it's going to be for a number of years to come. And we have sought to ameliorate that in as far as possible. But it is having an impact not just on public sector workers, but on every single human being that lives in Northern Ireland.
Why should nurses and medical staff here, Edwin, get a worse deal than any other nurse in the rest of the UK? Why is that fair?
Well, they're not.
Well, that's what Patricia McKeown is saying.
They're getting the same deal as the staff in England.
Patricia?
Which represents the largest core of staff across the UK.
No, they're not. Edwin probably hasn't seen the detail of this, but it is the worst deal across the UK. And not even everybody is getting a 1% pay rise. Interestingly,
it's 1% or more.
No.
So it is. Let's just stick to the facts, Patricia.
No. The only people getting a 1% pay rise are people at the top of the scale.
As usual, Patricia doesn't like to let people speak, but it is either 1% or the incremental. If the incremental is more than 1%, nobody is getting less than 1% pay rise.
Edwin, it is also only a 1-year deal. Right. It isn't consolidated into their pay. It can't be counted for the purposes of their pensions. It can't be counted for the extra work that they do when they are required to get overtime payments, for example. It is actually a worse deal in England, a far worse deal in Wales, and the only people who actually honoured the recommendations of the pay review body were the Scottish government.
So people in Scotland got what the pay review body said.
Let's let everyone speak now.
Yeah, it'd be useful if when you're invited onto a programme, if you're not chopped down all the time because Patricia doesn't allow others to speak. The truth was there's a referendum in Scotland and they went out and made an offer because they were looking to get votes at a particular time.
Well, there's going to be an election here soon. Does your party not want votes?
Of course we do. And the truth is that we have to be honest with people and go out and say, we don't like this. This is the reality. We don't like this. But we have to make do with what we have. And we don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough staff. We've taken on many more. But the level of workload goes up all of the time. Patricia referred to that. And you have to make do with the budget that we have. I cannot manufacture more money. Patricia is happy to be spending more money on welfare reform, for example. Patricia probably will be opposed to
well, you're spending more money on welfare reform. Yeah. Your party has signed up to this deal with Sinn Féin where nobody in the country will be any worse off.
We have signed up to a deal and things are progressing in Northern Ireland, moving on in Northern Ireland, and I'm pleased that that is the case. And we have ensured that there is a budget this year. It was passed last night. And Northern Ireland is getting to a position where it can deal with these issues.
£560 million over 6 years you've promised on welfare reform.
And we're looking at reducing the spend on public service. And again, Patricia's opposed to that. So where civil servants are happy to retire, who want to take a voluntary redundancy scheme, the unions are opposed to that as well. Whenever that will institute savings of some £700 million, which can then be dedicated to frontline service. So we take a workload away, which is largely around the more bureaucratic elements of government. So that money can be spent on frontline services, and the unions are opposed to that as well. But in essence, none of us like the position that we're in, but we have to make difficult decisions. And, you know, going on strike will not change that, will not alter that. We will still be in the same difficult position the day after the strike as we were the day before it. This strike won't make any difference. All it will do is hurt the vulnerable people, and it's about trade unions beating their chest.
Patricia.
I want to make a point to Edwin. One of his last acts as health minister was to state publicly that he couldn't sign off the health budget because it put people at risk. we very publicly supported his stance. Now, nothing has changed other than Edwin was moved from the position of health minister very swiftly. We have members every day of the week who also put their heads above the parapet and say, I can't do that because I think that's an unsafe practice. I think that is putting a patient at risk. They are being intimidated. They're being told, keep the head down, be quiet, don't expose this. If all we do is expose the fact to the public that they are facing unsafe working practices on an increasing basis, then we will have done something good.
Are you saying that Stormont has sold your members out?
There's no doubt about that. But it's not just our members. This is about the health and well-being of the people, and our members are those people as well, and their families are those people.
It's a heck of a claim, that, from a union, Edwin, that Stormont has sold out nurses, doctors, hospital porter staff.
Well, I think if you had been...
I think that was a question to me. The truth is, Patricia, and I said everybody got at least 1%. The average incremental pay rise this year will be 3.7%. Some people will receive pay rises as high as £4,000. And some people will get incremental pay rises this year of 6.7%. So people will be getting a pay rise this year in the public service from 1% to 6.7%. I would like to have seen that 1% on top of the increments. It wasn't possible to do it. But that is not as bad a position as it might otherwise have been. And the unions will not benefit anyone, either their members, public service workers, or the public in general, by calling this strike. They will only hurt the public. And they really need to draw back from having these strikes so that they can bolster up, we're the toughest union, we're the strongest union, we're the ones that's taken on big government, and we all need to be working together to try to identify solutions. But, you know, that is the fact. People will receive pay rises between 1% and 6.7%.
And you're getting 11% as an MLA, right?
Listen, I didn't ask for that.
But you're getting it.
And that was 11% over 16 years.
Are you sending it back?
It's 11% over 16 years.
Are you sending it back?
If you want to work that out, that works out about 0.6% per year for whatever length of time that is. That isn't. I don't agree with the way that that's set up. But we're looking at between 1 and 6%, 6.7% for every public servant this year.
Okay.
Is that right or is that wrong, Patricia?
Okay, we've got to leave it there.